there is something that happens to a lot of high achieving women in midlife that nobody talks about. The career that carried you for years starts to feel like it belongs to someone else. Not because you've failed, not because you made a wrong turn, simply because you grew. And the version of the work that felt completely right 10 years ago no longer fits with who you are becoming. If that sentence landed anywhere in your body just now, I invite you to stick with me for this conversation. I'm Emily Rogers, and this channel is for capable women who are done pretending everything is fine and ready to have an honest conversation about what it actually takes to navigate this season. Not the polished version, the real one. And today I want to start with Shania Twain. Look, bear with me. You can stop laughing. I want to start with Shania Twain. When I was thinking about why women's careers look so different from men, I had this "man, I feel like a woman" on repeat in my head, which is probably telling you everything you need to know about my research process. But here's what's true. Women's career paths, they're not linear. They are interrupted by moves, by family, by visa restrictions, by the million invisible recalibrations that we make to hold everything together. And for years, many of us measured ourselves against a career trajectory that was never ours to begin with. The corporate ladder, the linear promotion path, the idea that ambition looks one particular way, these frameworks were built for a different experience. And at some point in midlife, many women quietly clock that they've spent years comparing themselves to a journey that they were never on. This is not failure, it's recognition. And recognition is where everything changes. Because you're not behind. You are not behind. You have been measuring yourself against the wrong map. It's something that I want to name directly. Midlife gets a terrible reputation. The phrase midlife crisis has done an enormous amount of damage. It turns a completely natural process of evolution into something to be embarrassed about, something to outrun, something to fix. Here's what I know from working with women across all of it. Midlife is not a crisis. It's an invitation. A specific kind of intelligence that arrives when we've lived long enough to know the difference between what we were told and what we actually want. As we're living longer, midlife sits between 35 and 75. It's quite simply the middle of life. It's a time for rediscovery rather than crisis. What you're experiencing is not a sign that something is wrong. It's a sign that something is right. You have grown, and growth changes what you need from work. When I was in my late 30s, I was living in Asia. I was genuinely happy. But I had this thing in my gut, something that was not quite right. I couldn't name it. I just knew I needed more. I was happy, but I was dissatisfied. That distinction, happy but dissatisfied, is one of the most important things I can name for you today. Because it is a gap where the shift lives. It's not a crisis, it's clarity arriving. Happy and dissatisfied, they can exist at the same time. Both are true. Both are telling you something. So let's talk about ambition, because I think we've been given a very narrow definition of what it looks like. The version most of us are handed in our 20s and 30s was about achievement, title, visibility, upward movement. And for a while, that version worked. It gave us structure. It gave us a way to measure progress. But emotional maturity, it changes what we are ambitious for. By the time we reach midlife, most women I work with are not less ambitious. They're ambitious for different things. More meaning, more autonomy, more alignment between the work they do and the values they hold. More contribution that feels like it actually matters. The shift is not from ambition to no ambition. The shift is from other people's ambition to your own. And this shift is particularly pronounced for women who have built multiple identities across multiple cities, multiple countries, multiple chapters. I've spent over a decade in Asia. Every 2 years, the scaffolding that held the previous version of me in place was dismantled. New country, new community, new set of rules. What I learned in that process and what I see in the women I work with is those repeated transitions accelerate this reckoning, because every move strips away what is external and asks you to find what is internal. Ambition doesn't disappear in midlife, it matures. It asks for something more honest than a title. I want to get practical for a moment though, because this is where a lot of women get stuck. They recognize that the shift is happening. They know their old way of working is not sustainable, but they feel guilty about wanting less or different or more aligned. As though wanting to work in a way that actually fits your life right now is somehow a failure of commitment. It is not. Reassessing how you spend your time and energy is one of the most intelligent things you can do in midlife. Particularly if you have been pouring everything into work that no longer reflects your values. Here's what that honest conversation looks like. Not, I should want this, or I should feel grateful for this, but what do I actually need from work right now? What kind of contribution lights me up? What am I still doing out of habit, obligation, or someone else's expectation that I should release? These are not small questions. They are the questions that change everything. You are allowed to outgrow a version of success that no longer fits. It's not ingratitude, it's maturity. Because the thing about this shift is that it is uncomfortable precisely because it is real. You are no longer fully the woman you were. The identity that carried you through your 30s do not fit. But you're not fully there yet into the woman you're becoming. You're in the middle, between identities. That gap is where that discomfort lives. In my work, I call this the evolve phase of transition intelligence. It's not reinvention. You are not starting from scratch. You are becoming more fully yourself. The intelligence in this transition is understanding the difference between shedding what no longer serves you and abandoning what still matters. I had a client who described this recently. It's a feeling that she stopped recognizing herself in her own calendar. Every meeting, every commitment still made sense individually, but the whole picture looked like someone else's life. That's not a dramatic crisis. It's a quiet, important signal. When the gap between who you are and how you work becomes too wide, something gives. Either the work changes or you do, in ways that cost more than they should. If there's one thing I want you to take from this video, it's this. The shift you're experiencing is not a problem to be solved. It's information to listen to. You have spent years building capability, wisdom, and a particular kind of intelligence that only comes from living. You are now at the point where that intelligence is asking to be used differently. That is not loss, that is evolution. So I want to leave you with one question this week. Again, don't answer it straight away, just hold it. If you could redesign how you work right now with no constraints, no guilt, what would be different? What are you still doing out of habit or obligation that no longer fits who you're becoming? Let that question breathe. Write it down if it helps. And I'll see you next week. Now, every week I write honestly about this season. The shifts, the questions, the things we do not say out loud, but we need to. So I invite you to pour yourself a cup of tea and join me at theleaptolead.com/newsletter. I would love to have you there.